Kiftes Gemara Brachos.
Something comes late, and he found it Sibur Davening. So if you can start and finish before the Shabbat gets to Kedusha, or Kaddish to start. Or then it means to call a Kaddish. Ultimately, Kaddish Kedusha. If not, you can't daven. Which basically means that basically you come late, you walk into Shabbat, you're late. You're not going to be able to get there in time. That we have an ordinary Kaddish and Kedusha, you can't start. Once you can't start, you have to make a Kala Kaddish, you have to make Shemay Tefillah, you have to make Maiden, Kaddish Skavel, you end up having Shemay Tefillah a long time to start. So the first piece of advice is come on time, right? Okay. But, same thing with Mincha. If you come late to Mincha, you're not going to be able to make Kedusha, so you're not allowed to have it. That's interesting. In the Shemay brings down, if you want to go out, so what's the case if you come late? Any options. So number one, just remembering that if you want to go outside and daven, it's okay. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. If you're in the tzibur and you're not saying it together with them, then it's okay.
But there's another minyan.
You
what? You're allowed to do that. There's another minyan?
No, it's okay. The shachar brings down in the rashi, but that's because it's obvious. That's the spot. That's the spot. But a yantin, but surely Rabban Ben says that's the eitzah if you want to go ahead and do it. Which range? Because the whole point over here is that like kaddish kedusha, you have to answer with them. So, like, but working out, it seems like the issue here is more like not so much kaddish kedusha, but it's more like being pressured by the tzibur. You're in the tzibur and I'm answering, so therefore that's like a thing to do. And therefore, if you want to daven outside, then technically one can go outside. And so we're asking about the ruins of cut and hay brings down. If I show my kedusha baruch hu. Already heard it already. All you do is just want to ask, you don't have to wait if you're not going to hear it. If you're going to hear it afterwards, you don't have to wait. If you heard it, you have to make sure it's not going to because the problem is it looks like you're a Kriffer Baker. The Kaddish is not going to be Kitzvah. Over there, there's no Kitzvah. So he's like, if you're a Kaddish already, or you're going to hear it, you don't have to wait. Hashem King, Kaddish is no Kitzvah, and within. Who the mitzvah? It's their kaver. Those you'd have to wait. What?
What do you mean
about them? He says, "We're afraid you're not going to bail." Therefore, he goes back and forth. Then. Okay, so gets the berlachas and stuff like this.
I think Ramosh at the time, I'm not.
If I go out, it's not going to be a perush mitzvah. If I already heard it already, it's not a concern being perush mitzvah because all my perush mitzvah is like, if I already heard it already, I was making a mitzvah, so it's not going to be a concern. That's what it seems like. But the berlachas and stuff like this. Somebody damage berlach mitzvah, right? I do a very long Shemai Esrei, and you'll never ever make it or not. What do you do? Do you say since I started? Do you say the pshat is that in Tavi Lahark with Tefillah Ben Yochel Sama Kedushin with Ladaskol he started not. Here's not a rye because not Tefillah Super Gemura. He started them equally. We start with Shabbos since right now it's the Etzem real Tefillah Super. Maybe since right now you have Chiddush Davening Super. Kedusha is not in front of you, therefore don't worry about it. Then you be potter. Vitzarki and Ladina. Amen. Because it's not sure. Bilach is not sure. Do you say that right now? I'm dabbing. So, I'm not worried about anything else. What do you say, Pshad is? I know that the Pshad is that we see that Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu is more important. And therefore, if you're not going to make it, then you can do it. Therefore, it comes up going to Bilach. Those who have long Shemin Esrays will have an issue every single time. You have to find a very, very slow minion to. Davening. It's nice that Archas Shulchan, being out from Muscle, Archas Shulchan brings down from the Chazanish, the Nagas also Chazanish, the Omekel, they say that, like, that's sad. The Pshad, right now I have a Chifidam and Tzibur. Later on I'm having Inus, etc. You don't worry about Inus. And you go with the Shaita.
Shemei
Karin
is not
a Chakil?
Who?
Shemei Karin is not a Chakil? No. And that's where the whole stuff over here, and as we see, Davin, we see that. Huh? If you finish on that, that's the only one to say Shmeya Kohino. There's another plan, let's say if you dive in Shavuot B'Shavuot with the Shatz. Let's say you're late, fine. So now the Shaila is, I'm not going to get Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, so I can't start Shmoneh Esrei. So the question is, can I start together with the Shatz? So basically, down, if you dive in together with the Shatz, when we meet the Shatz, he said Mila Mila, he said Kedusha. You do Kal Kaddish, Shmei Tefillah, Leidim Masi, try to do it together with him. But the Chachila is like, Lo Yaskal Ash'achar Kedusha V'Kal Kaddish. the chila is not an ideal thing to do. He doesn't like you to do it. Else, with the last one, kuch shever, it's like this will go to tefila, dina achi. If you're in a rush, or else kulu tefila, that's a lacha. Otherwise, that's some, doesn't like you so much starting with the shats. Meshuvah brings down, come in a chirma mekel, brings down the yirava, brings down the place in the chil, it's what to start with the shats, the chadam brings down that shakas body, the shalakal, the shalakal, the shalakal, the shalakal, even minuchi says, sir, ktsas, kakasip my mind, morchai, mongi geboirim, and they all want to go ahead and be mekel. Which really gets into the discussion, we start together down with the shats, that called Tzvila Vetzivah, by our Isaac City, it's with Tzvila Vetzivah, so the three shiits, some safer, that's the Iker Tzvila Vetzivah. Shas is going in and being with you and davening, so that's really the Iker Tefillah with Tzibur, and that's a beautiful thing to do. Rav Moshe and Shiva writes, that's like, that makes sense, not that's the ticket to Tzibur, it's a time we're davening together, not davening together with the Shas. There's a Milchid of Shemazama. Shemazama Tichel Elit Hashem says that it's a Tefillah with Tzibur or a low level Tefillah with Tzibur. That says, it's clearly a Tefillah with Tzibur that you're used to Tefillah with Tzibur, but it's a low level Tefillah with Tzibur that it's not your ideal Tefillah with Tzibur. What's not Afkim, no? Lamashal, can you skip to get a Zimmer in order to get Tefillah B'Tzibur with 10 people, or diamond straight and get Tefillah B'Tzibur with Chiddush Shatz? What should you do? It's quite like some safe, of course, you wait for the Shatz. It's like, that's a great Tefillah B'Tzibur. But Shlomo Zalman says, it's a Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's a little Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's not a good Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's just a Vada. One should not, and one's allowed to skip in order to get. It's like in between. It's not 10. It's like, especially now there's not mitzvah anybody. You're mitzvah in the way you can handle. Now there's not mitzvah anybody. It's just comes to us out. Therefore, he says that's not considered. It's a Rishon Zalman Paskin. So it's skipping over to get Shavu Shavu. Now, the Maisa, the Ramah is Michael Levera, says that if you do start Shavu Shavu, Ramah says, don't do it. My Mishul brings count my friend to Mekel. That's not it. If you let, we're going to be Mekel to do that. You can start Shavu Shavu and daven along with the Shatz. Now, we daven with the Shatz, a lot of Shatz come up. It's supposed to be Milo. That's what you do. So, first, when you get to Kedusha, that's the first Shatz. You get to Kedusha. So, how much Kedusha do you say? Which Kedusha do you say? So, one Shatz, let's say you're diving just because Askenaz, you're diving in the Sfar Minyan. So, the Kedusha is different than your. So it's a little bit. So normally, stop it. Mayim Musker. Whenever min you're in, you have to daven. You have to say the kedusha. The Sefer says kedusha is a davar of kedusha of 10 people together. And if you're Ashkenaz and you're Sfar Minyan, you're Sfar, you're Ashkenaz Minyan, you have to do what the Sefer says. Otherwise, kedusha is 10 people together. If you're saying the Vanusa, it's a steward of 10 people together, and it has to be. You have to do the whatever the Sefer says. So therefore, you're going to say kedusha. Be the meal of the shots, but he's going to say two reasons. Number one, because the conditional player, two is because you're going to get the shots. You can't do a different thing than that. So the shayla is, in terms of your Shemin Esrei, can you daven Ashkenaz Shemin Esrei with the Sfar Kedusha? Is that something which is like a steer of Menebe or not? So I mean, I'm going to say to Shemin Zalman, Frank Ganske is not a problem. And Shemin Zalman held that if you're doing a Svarish Kedusha, you should be Mamshek, that your Shemin Esrei should be no sort of Svar. As opposed to being the Ashkenaz. Fine. So you do Mila. So when you get to the Darva Dar, such as you say the Kalash, you say the Darva Dar. You say the Darva Dar. You say it. As you do whatever you do the Nosuch is. We're about to see in terms of Anenu. So Shul brings down. They don't say Anenu because. The chakras, always the chakras. Even by Menchi, says you say, as you say by Shmei Tefillah, you don't say it by chakras. There's a whole discussion about Pekas Kahanim. What do you do over there? Rosh Hashanah, Sukkotin, let's say there's no Kahanim, so they can't like say it. Rosh Hashanah brings down Sukkotin out, they do say it. The Aruch Hakam on it, but most of Rosh Hashanah, Shevi Levi Tshuva, wouldn't add into it.
What is this?
Nanto. He says Nanto. He's more. He writes that you do go ahead and say it. One of the thing is that we look at this discussion. Let's say you start a Shemaisa early, and then the Shatz is up because you had a lot of Kavana, or he's a Siba, you got Kedusha right there with the Shatz. So what happens then? What? We started davening, you down very slowly, and the Shas is up to Kedusha, and you're also up to Kedusha. Do you say at that point?
You started together with them.
No, you didn't.
No.
I started together.
You started when did you start?
So he says that if you don't, if this really only is to do kedusha, then and if not, you would say kedusha. Also, when I was lucky, so if Gimel's wrote down that somebody is tami shakras and kedusha musaf or musaf and kedusha shakras, the same halacha applies. Just give him this beside again. It's number one. It's one time, right? Now, if you're late, that's in a problem. You cannot start unless you're gonna make it by the time they say kedusha. Otherwise, now let's start. So what do you have to do? Either you have to leave the Beis Medrash and then somewhere else. We are mekel, not like the Ramah, that you could do Shabbat Shabbat to do Shabbat Shabbat with Chedosh Shas. That's something which would be mekel to do. But right, if you start beginning, you get to Kedushin, you have to be either be together with the Beis Medrash Tevila, or you have to be done with the Beis Medrash Tevila. So not always so practical in terms of the depending on how quick or
well, once you do Shabbat B'Shabbat, you have to work for the whole Darsh Mezri. Yeah. Sometimes the Chazal is much quicker than you.
Wait,
it's hard to keep up.
It's ideal if not that, I'm saying.
So what I'm saying, where do you start more?
You can't do it like when you do a Kedusha. It's better to do Mila B'Mila, for example. If you can't do that, so then you should dive in quick enough that you've done before Shema Tila. That's the Dharamsa. Now, if you're not going to do that, then you're stuck, right? Back you're stuck, right? In other words, what's the problem? Usually the guy, what?
If you do together with Shema Tila, then you get to Moira, what's the problem? Let's say you do Mila B'Mila with Shema Tila and
Moira. Usually the guys who have these issues are people who dive in slowly, right? It's not usually the guys who come late, right? The guys I'm so are very proud because they're behind the thing and then they're behind again and then they're going to get to Chodesh Shatz together and they're not going to be able to keep pace and they're not going to be done by Shema Tefila. So it's a little bit of a problem over here, right? It's a problem. But basically the only answers are either leave the shul or and here Kaska should, you know, maybe try to do it later or start Mila B'Mila and either go all the way through Mila B'Mila, or be done by Shema Tefila. Those are really your two options. Copy the other thing, the Bilach is Suffolk, okay, it starts on time. The time is very, very long, even the Bilach is Suffolk, I say, you know, I'm like a lot of chain, I'm going that I will make. Fine. Let's move on to Tefila Saderach. So Tefila Saderach, it's down as a shayel, why is Tefila Saderach, what's it doing in Hilchos Tefila? Huh?
Yeah.
So who's the Yaakov brought down?
It's
Yaakov. Is that Yaakov? It's because Yaakov wants to.
What?
I think it's Pishma
also.
The Pishma also. So Yaakov wants to say that the upset is that what's the Tefillah? It's regular bracha or it's a din Tefillah? It's Rachmi Nenu. So Yaakov wants to say it's a din Tefillah. That's why it's brought down. It's Tefillah. Nafkamina is, when it comes to Shmanesu, you're not supposed to be here and see somebody else's Shmanesu. You're supposed to be something. Each person is Rachmi, you know, right? Each person has to have, each person is Rachmi, and you're not supposed to be mitzi somebody in Shmanesri. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov was later that you're not able, you should not be mitzi somebody in Tefillah Saderach.
That was not like the Dirk, that's just more of a Dim Bracha.
It's not so much.
I mean, until the Moed Ani, Rabbi Yankov is going to be masking that.
The what?
The Moed Ani and Tzivches. Rabbi Yankov is going to be masking that. It's not done in the Shmanesri.
The Yiratzan Imin of the Tefillah?
Yeah,
why is that in Echaz Tefillah? Why is that in. I mean, it's also a Tefillah.
It's a Tefillah. It's not a bracha, it's not a bracha, you're not breath and blessing Hashem. You're saying, you're asking Hashem to open the bakasha, you should receive in the arm.
Yeah. But come on, you know, the minhag of is the they know that not coming in, they stand back up. Give me arms to make them. Now, it comes to Tfilas HaDerech. Basically, Tfilas HaDerech is when you travel, you say Tfilas HaDerech. A lot of people nowadays know a little more. I don't know. The Shabbos nowadays, because of listening and called Drach Mechaz Sakana. So, the question is, man, is that you need to make a bracha? There are so much annoying nights when you're always known as a chalam. They say you don't have the Hinyanam of what the Kazakhazal was, and the called Drach Mechaz Sakana. We do make a brachas. There are other sakanas which are negaya. And the maestro.
Rashi says going in a car is also for teyul.
So
going in a car is dangerous to
the stomach. Right. Because Rashi said if Chazal would have been around when they had cars, he would have made it a car. You can't go in a car on the tzarech. You can't just stand there. You got to go teyul in the car. It's dangerous. But Al Kapanim, by the afternoon, that was the last Chazal. That's interesting. Remember, Shem Zam says you get out of the Nusra, you get out of Chomri Panis, get out of from car accidents and terrorists, and also you let add on to the Nusra. Some say Chomri Panis is enough for everything. But Shem Zam says, might see one could add on to
within the bracha before he says bracha Hashem?
Yeah, Chomri Panis, you can say, yeah. Shem Zam says, you can add on.
I've seen
also
some
stuff. Huh?
I've seen
this
chayes
take out.
They take out like
chayes
rice.
Really? That's more from. You're supposed to say it. You're supposed to say yamim really, best you're supposed to stop. Stop the car. And if it's possible, if it's reichav, it's a clear. If it's up here. The mushroom exam is ikav. That's the injury. If you don't remember. You can't do it. You can't stop a car because it's dangerous, or you're on the highway, you can't stop the car, not practical. Or it's going to be mic abuse, and then you don't have to stop the car. Now, this thing is really going on the person traveling, and it's in the passenger seats. So if you're riding the donkey, so you can't say it, you just stop the donkey. And then we're saying, you can't. But other people with passenger seat, that's some, that halacha would apply. The Hakashon means down, like a chira pass where you should stand. If you're on the bus. You can stand and say Tfilas HaDerech. If you're on a plane, if it's possible, a plane's not really so practical. But if you're on a plane or something, the Chachila Choshuv Mizan, the Maisa Bisoid, one should stand when he says Tfilas HaDerech. I guess once we're on a plane, when you say Tfilas HaDerech on the plane, if you say Tfilas HaDerech on the plane. So the Rav Chava Ki Dua says that there's no Tfilas HaDerech on an airplane because it says Bederech. And it says that, it says Vishloch HaKan, you find something up high, it's not called a Derech. Shemaim is not called a Derech. So you're not on the Derech. If we're not using the derech on an airplane, just on the regular travel.
On the runway?
No, you see, that's only if you travel far enough. If you're in the city on the runway, right? Depending how far you go. The mindset to make a difference about it is you say in the airplane. When do you say it? Some say it on the runway, some say when you, I think Shem Zamsen is like that. As soon as you're up in the air, if you fall, it'll be dangerous. So that's really the point where one says, Tfilas HaDerech. When you're using the gear, because you're supposed to Tfilas HaDerech on the way to the airport. In a second. So, Akabana, when do you start saying Tfilas HaDerech? So, you say Tfilas HaDerech, tower rings down, when you have to hiss through there. What Tfilas HaDerech means when you're outside of the city. You only say it unless you're going a parasol, which is 4 mil. If you're going a parasol, then that's the time when you would say it. Yeah, so Berlach is a suffix. Let's say you're driving along and there are houses along the way. You know, you're traveling and you're not traveling any parcels with that there aren't going to be any houses along the way. And Berlach doesn't give it a clear psak. So this is where a lot of people also was minded is that gets into issue. A lot of times you're traveling, so there are always houses along the way. So we'll start with over here in Eretz Yisrael. You're going on the Kvish Modi, and so you know the houses along the way, but they're Arabs. So that's not really going to help you out too much. You get in trouble. So therefore, it's actually going to be worse if you break down the amount of Arabs. So therefore, about the, especially you could say it. Basically, also if you go on the regular road, right, the Abu Ghosh or something over there, there's also some Arab things. We're not going to count the Arabs. And if they're in the Chlam, if they issue them, which are Jewish, and Chlam, you won't say it, Mashenkin, if there are, there are. Now, we didn't say it exactly, so from what I understand, if you're going on the 443, they say you have to pass Kibbutz Zev. What was I talking about? I think that's after Kibbutz Zev. If you're on, if you're going on the regular Yishan Tov Vavay, we'll say you have to tell Stone. That's some way to be Shemesh, but
what was the last thing, if you were?
On the Yishan Tov Vavay. Mostly you have to tell Stone, that's the point you say. If you tell Stone, like you're out of city, the next thing is double push up there, I'm not going to get that. Are some which wait till Beit Shemesh. I used to Beit Shemesh Mirabas, what they do, what they say it. I see on the way in. As soon as they go on the Beit Shemesh, they say it. Kirsi Rabas also says it.
In Beita, right when they make the turn, out of Beita, that's when they say it.
Yeah,
because the Arabs right there.
The Arabs right there, yeah. The Beita, Beita is what it's for.
Mirabas.
Right, now we say to us that was the Chachil Ramaduga used to say it, you wrote it in order to be Masach, Smukh Chavata, that should do a Bracha Smukh Chavata, therefore it's pertaining to make a Bracha. Mishpur means that it's make something, you just say something which has, hey, is that we should be Rech Bracha Chavina, or it's Yashu Yatzah. In other words, you should eat something, make a Bracha Chavina, or it's Yashu Yatzah. Why does he make a Bracha Chavina? Why a Bracha Chavina? So the Bracha Chavina, that's awesome. If you're going to eat more in Chanami, you know, just make bracha on the potato chips and the munching on the longer in Chanami. But if you're only by Midan, so then Avada. Yeah, Avada Vigdansis. Now, Bishai comes up in terms of just that because you're traveling a lot of times during the day. Or, anyone really leave for Pesach?
That's
done? Yeah. Okay, so when's your flight?
No,
2:30.
What time
is it? What time?
No,
also 2:30. Okay, that's not supposed to be Shiloh. He's going to learn with you at night. So yeah, this is Shiloh. So you can say 2:30 direct on the way to the airport. Then you're going to land in New York, Baltimore. We're going to New York at 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so now we're rolling with the next day. So does he say 2:30 again? He said 2:30 last night. And are you mamshich have to say tefillah tzedek? Okay, so Mishmar has a whole discussion over here that if somebody he says that that's what you want to do one time a day. Even if you're gonna sleep, I'm say yeah, if that doesn't be here, but I can't have some chutzlah, then you have to say it again. Because it comes out basically do one time a day. One time a day you do it, unless it's like the has a hadas, like if you travel somewhere and you weren't planning going somewhere else, no, okay. Change mind going somewhere and then tell us like that's like we said a new trip. Like somebody who's like a taxi driver, so you just say one time a day. You just say one time a day. It's because you say one time. He says if you love the Derek, which means of a light life to do it again, you stop off overnight somewhere, you sleep somewhere, you have to go ahead and say it again. After they say a light, then it's not a little bit kvias bishpaisa. Right, you know, he's a ma'at zman. He took a little break, and then he doesn't say it. Then you do it because of b'li bracha. Do you see everything like there? It says that if you're traveling, take a break, travel again, and you sleep for the night, then you're making a bracha. Right? If you're just taking a small little break and you're traveling most of the night, you sleep a zman, then the you do the next day b'li bracha. Now he doesn't discuss that he's traveling straight, right? It doesn't say clearly.
Smash for that you wouldn't.
It's only take a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
What?
And smash for that only if you're taking your nap or whatever, you're going to sleep for them for part of the night, for a few hours.
What's the shadow?
Okay.
You're going straight.
So, the bees. Let's look at the shadow bees over here. The bees out of here that I am pretending to reserve as if you sleep, monkey, you should. If you're traveling beyond the light straight, parmesan if you're traveling straight, make a bracha, b'shayim v'rach v'liachdim. For example, from the advance, that the first day you make a bracha, if you're traveling straight, and the second time you do it b'li bracha. So you see, Klai is not going, that idea, the kabbalim, is not true, and Lamaisa, kisses you in case, so when you go to Baltimore, You should.
Without a bracha.
Without
the Shem Hashem in the beginning of the Yiratz, and you'll be able to say.
Yeah, that's a tefillah. It's not a problem. This isn't a bracha at all. Not a problem. Of doing that. Hey, come on, let's discuss today on Shabbos. Somebody's going to the hospital. You say to us there. Shabbos is like not supposed to be traveling, right? So like, why so the other being that Safachman would say about that on Shabbos? You would say it. Oinin is the whole Shabbos, you say it. Shabbos brings out Oinin, and she gets somebody else to be Maitzia, a fanatic, and fanatic to himself. Because of basically, it's like basically. Tuesday was to come to say it because of Sakana. As man as that, even though we don't have those type of Sakana, the Maitzia, meaning it's still to do it. She was a Racha. The tricky part is you have to know where there are no, I mean, it's when you live in the city where there are no houses, that's really the tricky part, to figure out when it is. I think Lakewood is saying we get to the bridge.
Yeah.
What? And you know, that's when you do it. Yeah, that's always tricky part. The chilus misvach levet, you understand or not, and you can do it while the person's traveling. And because how many times you do it a day, it's telling me when it's asking for that, that's not asking for that. So like, where's the dershu up to?
What about Shem
Avokan Banakana?
Rav says it.
It's such a shame. What's the shame? I mean, like, what's that people don't say it? So supposed to say it.
Feel it then.
He's supposed to say it. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag of the say is based on it because the mainly of the Nusach was more for, the Tzuris HaLimud was more a halachically oriented and psak oriented, and therefore the Muschus is those who are not into paskening. Yeah, that's where.
The Rav tries to say it?
Yes.
The Yirat at the end of the Simur.
Now, for some reason, I'm not sure why the one when I leave, I have a much harder time remembering than when I start. Not sure, but Betzim, yeah. Betzim besides, definitely somebody who's like, for sure should say it. And even that's worth telling you.
Sure. And you should say both?
What?
You should say both in this place?
What do you mean, the one?
The Taz and the one.
The one for what?
So some the Chalki. Yes, it will be Chabay. Whatever, and then the Taz is
for
like,
Chav,
they bring it down and
say,
all
the Gemara's and talking about that. It's two different tefillahs, I'm saying. Basically, somebody, like, if it's, there's that's a good thing. Yeah.
Shomash, Yonta says that the Rehizur is like done with this bracha, because if people don't say it every day, so he's writing it just like the Baha'i book, but it's okay, they're reading this thing. Of this
parish,
you're also writing this
problem
because people don't say it.
I don't say it, yeah. I can make a source of the two lessons with Masakul Tvila, should be Masakim Lemin Akhir Gai Yisrael. Now, the Gai Yisrael, so Ramabi's not Yisrael with the lesson of Lemin Akhir, so you pay Noigan, you could answer, I mean. So the Shaz will, you know, what to do in terms of answering the Amen. So what a lot of people, places do is that they have the Sheikh Tzibra says a very low value, so right? It doesn't say it. And the Lichus Shlem is very against it. So Menkem is very against it. He's very against it. He says, the kind of the Shaz is supposed to do. So like Maza, like, you know, he was very against, wasn't so happy with that plan.
How long?
What do you say?
Rather.
Either answer Amen or be mashed together with him. Just sort of said fit together. The best would be to finish together with him. That would be the best part. Just like guys all together with him. That would be best. The most glatta thing to do. But the Shas says it quietly. And answer Amen. You know, that wasn't such ideal thing. Now when it gets becomes good tweet, especially like he has to be mastered with anything, even waiting. That's why if you're ahead, you wait by Shiva Dasha. Now, why is this a hag station? So, say, Tiftach, that's half second in Google. Tefillah. So, the Mar says that word, it's considered, what's the Mar saying?
Tefillah.
Tefillah, right? How do we say Ashkevino at night?
Gularach.
Okay, I got the wrong one. I want a Dishu test. No. So, I'm going to go Dishu. What's Ashkevino? You have to get the Chil, you know, Tefillah or Gularach. Fine. Okay. But, Yeah, now why we're saying Sim Shasas Vasek Tifta, so we end up being Zan is because that was decided after the Mesa Bat Sheva, and to show that even somebody is a Chayta, it's still Kishwa is the Kaaba Tfilas, and is Malkim for Malkim for it. Now, Meiriv is more Kaal, the whole thing that Gula Tfilas, for it's brought down, if somebody's late, and he doesn't have another minion, so even the Davim Shemen Esrei, and skip Tfilas Tzibur beats Gula Tfilas, therefore Davim Shemen Esrei, and then afterwards, come back around and say the rest of it. Now that's only had to do with another minute.
Say Kishim
Hashem,
I cross it.
By where?
My, it comes late.
Why?
The only reason we don't say it is it's not to make long smooth school with you.
Interesting. Now there's a Shabbos, he starts saying Kishim Hashem, I cross, he starts saying it by Shachris or by Meiriv, like, you know, like, what do you do? So, the Bina from Chaim says, by Shachris, he says, stop. That's going to be a good feel. In Meiriv, he's much more calm. So, you could say, he finished off that Meiriv Hashem, he finished off the Kishim Hashem Echo because it's much more calm.
So, if you're holding after the Shem Hashem, Kishim Hashem by Shachas, you just stop, leave it in me?
Yeah. You're messing up the Gula with Tfi. Oh. Stop.